Forget about Laura Ingalls and Nellie Olson. In Canada's new hit TV sitcom Little Mosque on the Prairie, you'll find folks like Yasir and Ryan and Imam Amar Rashid, a young Toronto lawyer who leaves the big city to follow a different dream.
Mom, stop it with the guilt. No, don't put Dad on. If Dad thinks it's suicide, so be it. This is Allah's plan for me. I'm not throwing my life away. I'm moving to the prairies. To run a mosque?
Zabe Sheikh plays Imam Rashid, who's hired to lead a small Muslim community smack in the middle of a small Canadian town called Mercy. I spoke earlier with Sheikh and with the show's creator, Zarqa Nawaz.
I've always belonged to a mosque community, and the mosque has always been a really important part of my life. And when I thought about an idea for a show, I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if the imam for the mosque was born and raised in Canada as opposed to, say, foreign-born and imported like a lot of our imams are? Because, you know, Canadian Muslims don't tend to become imams. It's one of those career choices which, you know, doesn't pay a lot of money, and immigrant families would rather have their sons become doctors and lawyers and engineers and computer scientists. So I thought, what if someone gave up his law career and decided to run a mosque because he felt that's where his true calling was?
And Zabe, tell us about the character that you play. Very interesting.
He is, as Zarqa said, a Toronto lawyer who's grown up in actually a secular household. They're, I guess as the term would be, Muslim by name more than Muslim by practice. And yet he finds himself, wanting to explore the spiritual side of it, decides to give up his law career, learns about the faith in a way that he, you know, trains as an imam, and then decides that he would like to go to a small community and try his gift out, because he thinks, how hard could it be? You know, I'll test drive this kind of newfound practice in a small community, and it'll probably go smoothly rather than a big community, I think. And he finds himself in a lot of hot water as soon as he gets there.
What's the charge? Flying while Muslim?
No, that's not the charge.
I was joking. Muslims around the world are known for their sense of humor.
Why did you leave your father's law firm?
While I was in Egypt doing my Islamic studies, I found my true calling.
Explosives?
Yeah, explosives. Look, I am going to the town of Mercy to work as an imam. You can call the mosque if you like.
All right, Mr. Rashid. I am going to give you the benefit of the doubt. If this checks out, you are one tiny step closer to getting out of here.
Hello, you've reached Yasser's Construction and Contracting at our new location. We'll blow away the competition.
Tell me more about how your character interacts with this community, because I think that one of the show's strengths is that you show a multi-ethnic community of Muslims, and then you have this new imam coming in, and he's like the big city guy in this small town, and he's just like, look, where's my latte? So, Zabe, tell me more about your character on that level.
Well, you know, I think what's interesting about the show is that it's a show about cultural divides and how the challenges of how you try to sort of cope with that, not only from a Muslim point of view and a non-Muslim point of view, or even, you know, we've got Lebanese Muslim and we've got Pakistani Muslim. But also on the big city versus small community level, there's also a cultural divide there, especially for Amar. And I think that what's good about Amar, for the audience at least, is that we see the rest of the characters through his eyes. You know, he's a bit cocky. He thinks he knows, he thinks he can figure it out because, after all, he is a big city lawyer, a corporate lawyer. How hard can it be to deal with, you know, a small congregation? He's dealt with people before. But he doesn't realize that a small community is very close-knit and that they've got their own, you know, long history of politics and the social sort of mores and values that he's kind of infringing on.
Zarqa, when you thought about this show, that was one thing, but bringing it to fruition must have been another. So I want to ask you two questions in one. First of all, how hard was it to get the green light to do this? And second, do you think you could do a show like this in the United States?
Well, it was surprisingly easy in Canada to get a greenlit because we have a network called the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, whose mandate is to represent you know, the regionality and the diversity of the country. And so this was the perfect show for them. And it was based in the prairie, so we were representing sort of the Midwest of the country. So it's sort of that all the elements came together. And so CBC loved it, and they supported it immensely and, you know, put a lot of energy and finances into getting it done. So, you know, kudos to them for believing in this project, and it's become a very successful project to them. As for the U.S., yeah, absolutely. I think this will be a great show for Americans. In fact, you know, we hear from Americans all the time who watch it on YouTube who are dying for it to come to the U.S. because they feel that, you know, they need to see a Muslim community as normal, regular people going about their lives. And they are telling us that we've never seen a show where Muslims are portrayed as normal people who are, you know, who are fun to be with, who are funny and have a sense of humor. And so, you know, I think the show would do really well in the U.S.
What is your relationship with this mosque?
Hang on, let me pay.
I just need to ask you a couple questions.
Yeah, okay.
What is your comment on the scandal?
What scandal?
What do you have to say about the terrorist allegations?
Look, the cops had no evidence against me.
Well, cops? Who are you?
I'm Omar Rashid. I'm the new imam. It's like a priest or a rabbi, only browner.
So are you denying that you're a terrorist?
What?
You hired a terrorist?
I did not hire a terrorist.
A very good-looking one, mind you.
Good-looking terrorist. Isn't that an oxymoron?
Who are you people? Where is Yasser?
Assalamu alaikum. I am Yasser Hamoudi. And this is my wife, Sarah.
Hi,
my beautiful
I'm
daughter,
Sarah.
Rayan.
This is Rayan.
Welcome, welcome to our little mosque on the prairie.
Zabe, how do you relate to the show's sense of humor as an actor? And was this something that came naturally to you to play kind of a mix of the straight man and the funny guy, or is that tough to do?
Well, I've never thought of myself as a comic actor, or I never thought I'd be in a sitcom. I guess I got Omar's sensibilities. I myself am Muslim and was born in Toronto, and you know, I'm fully Canadian, as it were, or North American for our context. And I think that's who Omar is. You know, he's lived a totally North American lifestyle, but now he's got a spiritual tugging, as it were, and he wants to follow that through. It's been great working with the cast and the writing team and the director, because, you know, we're all working hard on trying to make the scenes as believable as possible, but then also, obviously, it's heightened because it is a comedy.
Zarka, final question. You are right now in the U.S., in Los Angeles, to show off your show. Are there any plans to bring it to the United States? Are you trying to do that?
Yeah, that's a question actually for the executive producers. They are meeting with various people in L.A. talking about this very thing. So hopefully you'll be able to see it on an American network soon.
All right. On that note, congratulations on your show. And Zarka and Zabe, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for
having
us.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Zarka Nawaz is the creator of the CBC hit series Little Mosque on the Prairie, and Zabe Sheikh plays Omar, who is the imam.